Economics, Policy, and the Future. Section 1. Economics and International Cooperation. Over 6 billion people live on Earth. They are supported by unprecedented levels of human resource use, productivity, and scientific knowledge. On average, people live longer and have more education than they did 50 years ago. They are also less likely to live in acute poverty. But Earth still faces many problems. Our goal must be to live in a sustainable way worldwide. Sustainability is the condition in which human society can go on indefinitely, and future generations can have a standard of living as high as our own. To live in a sustainable way, we need to look for new ways to solve problems. For example, fresh water and energy are becoming scarce and expensive in many parts of the world. We need to develop sustainable solutions. Suppose that we developed cheap, renewable, non-polluting sources of energy. We could then make all the fresh water we needed by desalinating seawater, solving both problems. By approaching problems with sustainability in mind, each new solution builds a better world. International development and cooperation. We live in a time of globalization. Environmental and economic conditions are linked across political borders around the world. People cross these borders in search of economic opportunities and a better quality of life. Increasingly, governments, organizations, and businesses around the world must work together. Despite having different opinions, world leaders meet to identify common goals and to address worldwide problems, as shown in Figure 1. Sustainable development. Many meetings and agreements among international governments have dealt with environmental concerns along with economic and political concerns. Some important examples are listed in Table 1. The Earth Summit of 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, was a sign of new levels of international environmental awareness and cooperation. Representatives from around the world drew up several agreements. One of these was Agenda 21, a general plan to address a range of environmental problems while allowing continued economic development. Climate and atmosphere. International organizations and agreements related to climate and the atmosphere are also listed in Table 1. One treaty, the Montreal Protocol, successfully reduced the amount of ozone-destroying chemicals in the atmosphere. However, not all agreements are successful. Any country may choose not to sign, enforce, or provide funding to implement an agreement. For example, the Kyoto Protocol attempts to avoid or slow down global warming by reducing greenhouse gas emissions around the world. Most of the developed countries have promised to reduce their emissions by about 5% by 2012. However, an argument against the Kyoto Protocol is that it would be costly to implement, even though it does not guarantee a stable climate. Another argument is that the treaty allows developing countries to continue to increase their use of fossil fuels, while it requires reductions in use of fossil fuels by the developed countries. Mainly for these reasons, the United States did not sign the treaty. However, U.S. corporations doing business in other parts of the world may still be subject to the treaty's requirements. Other agreements. Hundreds of other international agreements have been made as new environmental issues have emerged. Sometimes the results make news. For example, you may hear on the news that a cruise line was barred from a port or fined millions of dollars for dumping garbage at sea. The ship would be fined because its actions violate an agreement commonly known as MARPOL. MARPOL refers to marine pollution. Under MARPOL, large ships cannot dump garbage close to shore. MARPOL also regulates the practice of oil tankers washing out their tanks. As a result, beaches around the world are less polluted with tar, despite the increasing volume of oil carried by tankers. Economics and the environment. Economics is the study of the choices people make as they use and distribute limited resources. In the traditional model of economics, markets are seen as self-contained economic systems, in which money and products flow in cycles. People within a market will decide the value of something by comparing the costs and benefits from their own perspective. For example, people decide how much they will pay for a product or how much they must be paid to do a certain job. These values change over time as people see changes in the costs or benefits of their actions. Economists say that an economic system is successful when there is economic growth, an increase in the flow of money and products within a market. However, economic systems may not account for external factors that do not have a direct economic value, such as air or wildlife. As the fields of economics and various sciences share knowledge, economists develop more complex and realistic models of resource use. The example in Figure 2 shows that economic systems are contained within and dependent upon the environment. Economists see environmental problems as market failures. The market has failed if the price of something does not reflect its true cost. For example, the price of gasoline does not reflect the other expenses caused by auto emissions. Illnesses caused by air pollution cost society billions of dollars a year. In a balanced economic system, the price of gasoline should reflect these costs. One difficulty in pricing is that sometimes we do not know environmental costs. An economic system can include only those costs that are understood at the time people make decisions. Regulation and economic incentives. Governments influence economic systems. Governments may do this by creating regulations or punishing people with fines and jail sentences. Governments may also create economic incentives by paying out money for actions that benefit society or charging taxes on actions that have a social cost. For example, some governments offer rebates to people who purchase energy-saving appliances. Governments have tried many ways to regulate environmental damage, such as pollution. However, regulations are criticized when they are difficult to enforce, do not distribute costs evenly, or do not control environmental damage. Governments and economists continue to work on ways to link economic decisions with environmental effects. Private efforts. Businesses and private organizations also play a role in addressing environmental problems. Businesses may donate land for parks or preserves, or donate money to environmental causes. Many businesses have found that recycling their wastes saves money and improves their public image. Private organizations often cooperate with each other and with governments. Such cooperation may include conducting research or creating plans for environmental management. Figure 3 shows an area of Africa that several governments and private organizations are working together to manage. Local residents are also included in the process of planning for the area. The Nature Conservancy is a nonprofit organization that uses a simple economic strategy to preserve ecosystems. This organization collects donations of money and land. If the donated land is not targeted for preservation, the organization trades or sells the land. Large preserves are put together by a combination of donations, exchanges, and purchases of land. The organization has created preserves in all 50 states and in 28 other countries. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.